You couldn't sleep, could you? Me either. Unfortunately, someone was tossing and turning, and I worried the whole time. If you're worried about my sleep schedule, then you have a lot more to worry about, Lieutenant. Because I won't lie. You are restless because things outside, right? I'm not sure what you were thinking, but I do know one thing. If you believe in me, if you believe in us, you have nothing to worry about. This relationship, forbidden. And yet we've made it work, somehow. Look at me. You still see me, with those rose-tinted goggles. Those eyes filled with flowers. You're supposed to be a warrior. You do know everything ends if you die. I won't lose you, nor will I let myself be lost. Do you remember when I took you to that place where we paid tribute with gifts to the dead? That fountain, the park behind it, the city. It was never meant to be as cold and empty as it is. This is our life now. And I'll admit, even I have my doubts. Not because I can't believe in a future where we win, but because winning might cost a price far too high. Look at me. Do I seem the same as when you met me? Do I seem more of a broken man? Or am I still the same? I love you. Words that seem cheap. But I'd like to show you with my actions. Regardless of what anyone thinks. You were worried yesterday, weren't you? The way you approached me was different. That subtle twitch in your hand only happens when you have something heinous on your mind. Spill it. Do not hold back. I haven't the time. Sunflower. You should know. This isn't a game. But that doesn't mean I don't have. Never mind. You're worried about how much we can take. How much and who could get in the way. I've seen that look before. Words are cheap, darling. And if I am to treat you as your captain, not just as your lover, then I need to be honest with you. There will be nothing and no one in between us. Not because they couldn't try, but because their efforts would be so pathetic, so vapid, so empty. That's what you still haven't understood yet. You and I were made of different things. The epitome of what a cruel world makes of someone. And I know you can see it. How it changes you. Constantly killing. Constantly having to be much stronger than you actually are. You focus on the illusion of strength until it comes naturally. You become a symbol. That's what you and I are. Even if I can't keep every promise, I swear, what happened yesterday will not happen again. You saw that, did you? I assure you, it's nothing close to that. There is so much you could be doing, yet you choose to spend every waking moment right next to me. Don't think it goes unnoticed. Your obsession with me is obvious to everyone we know, as is it to me. No. Gods, no. If I was complaining about it, there's no way I would be me. You're holding me together. Just recently, so many of us fell. I cry at every single one. My heart breaks for each and every one of them. They were too soft. They still had their hearts about them. And I will not see the same come to pass with you. That's why, if I'm called a demon, then so be it. I would be Satan himself if it means saving the corpse and saving this world. But even then, I'm still a man. Still a weak man. Do you think it's easy? Of course you don't. Because you always know what I'm thinking. Always know how to comfort me during times like this, when nothing seems to be going well. I've looked in someone's eyes, only to see the life drain out of them. I've done it more times than I can count, and I don't want to anymore. This war, this treacherous survival, it's breaking me. And yet, you still look at me like that, with eyes filled with love and hope. Where do you draw such unfathomable power? From me. It's true. I draw most of my resolve, my chakra, my absolute ability, from fear of losing you. Fear of putting you in the front lines where it could all fall apart. I treasure you, Sunflower. You're so much more than what you offer to the corpse, to the world you offer. That tender gaze. I am but a weak man. A weak man who doesn't know the first thing about what it means once you come home from the war, when the battle's over. How do you stop fighting? I see. We both struggle with this. An endless cycle. No escape. And yet, I would gladly suffer such a fate as being trapped with you for much longer than anything else. I would run away if not for that crushing guilt the promise is made. There is so much. So many promises. They all weigh heavy. You feel them too, don't you? The hope that things could be better. That we're not just walking. We're standing on their grave. Our feet planted firmly. Savoring in the chance to live up to their expectations. But why? Why do we have to keep being so good? When they can't even breathe anymore. My heart. My everything. It's all yours. My life. It still belongs to them. That is the duality of man. The feeling. That absence thereof. I won't break. But it's not because I don't want to. How easy it would be to crumble. But how impossible it would be to ever live up to it. The presence of them. It's still so close. I know you can feel it. My love. How many times I wish to see it. To reach out my hand. To find that truth that eluded me. And I found you instead. My beloved. There are times when I resented you. For no fault of your own. Only because there was nothing. No way for me to escape it. You are what kept me together. And the weakness in me wanted something. An escape to get out of it. To run far away from myself. No. The fault is not yours, Sunflower. You have been nothing but amazing. You kept me smiling every time I thought only tears remained. I could ask for nothing greater than for you to stay with me the way you have. Your endless support, the way that you care about even how clean I keep things in, the neatness, my hobbies, everything. I didn't share this one with you, in part because I had no idea what I would even say about it. But I've taken up a new hobby. These, more than the stuffed animals that represent the fallen, more than the gifts we give them, I figured this might keep you warm. I made them, though just my first. It's been getting cold lately. Unbelievably cold. May these keep you warm. They're fingerless, so you can use them, even when out on deployment. I know it's not much, but it's all I can offer, other than my hardened soul. Shamelessly. I wish I could offer you more. My hand in marriage. I would gladly. To start a small slow life with you. After a peace can finally be more than lip service. There's nothing I wouldn't do to keep that smile. My hope is kept alive that one day I'll get to see it. A sea of sunflowers with you. No longer my lieutenant, but my lover. A simple stay. We don't need anything crazy. Only a true, happy place. A cutout just for you and I. There can be no better truth than that. I assure you, we will live to that point. Because I won't let you die. I'm afraid you can't be rid of me so easily. If there is one filthy thing in this world that I would never mind, it's that filthy expression you make when you don't know what to say. Though calling it filthy tugs at my heartstrings, it's more a beautiful one. A beautiful little mess. That's what you say. Very well. If your goal was to tempt me, then you have succeeded. How easy things would be if only nothing could get in the way of this. I assure you, I am here just for you. The promises, they mean the world to me, but you are my world. I wish to be that which I can't. No, sunflower, there's so much I can do yet to fight for you. To be your champion is only half of the battle. To be the one who can make you feel loved, taken care of, your happy place. That's important to me. So important, just like you. My entire heart. It's been yours since we've met. And I'm sure you've noticed it. Suddenly I've changed. Even I can understand that. Even if everything else changed along with me, you've made me a better man. In ways words can never reach. My darling, how hard it is to say. Not because I don't want to, but because I love you to such an extent that my heart couldn't take the thought of injury or harm coming to you. 'Tis as incompatible as giving up halfway. yield infectedly. Something beyond words. So you'll have to take responsibility. And you'll have to do it properly, Lieutenant. Please, just for a little bit, let me hold you. I needed this more than words can explain. Vulnerability and weakness were never things I was allowed. But you give me that sanctuary. That peace. You are such a stupid girl. You know that. There isn't a sign of worry in your eyes. Only dumb love. Do you even see yourself? It's impossible, I see. Not only do you not even acknowledge it, but you're so happy just being here. But perhaps your foolishness has truly rubbed off on me. Because now more than ever, I see you. Truly. No further can I chase. Because whatever I see you as in this moment, you always surprise me. You get it, don't you? How empty my words, they fall. And yet, you take every single one. An honest soul. A senselessly beautiful girl. Among all the rest, you shine brightest. Your smile. It contains my... It saves me. I cannot do this without you ever again. Never scare me like what happened in the mission 2 days prior. Never take a risk like that again. I would die if it could save you. But if it happens, it would be too late. Then nothing. Just like all the rest that I've lost. Don't leave me alone. That's an order. Not just as your captain, but as the one who will take care of you. As your future husband, won't you marry me and mean it? After all this is done, I promise. On this knee, I swear to you, I want you to be my wife. My treasure. Even if it's just a stupid promise that either of us could break at any moment. As fragile as it is, I want you to know my heart. I want you to see me, not just in the light that everyone else sees, the surface. I am not just that surface. I am Levi Ackerman, and I am madly in love with you. No, you don't get to say it that way. You fool. come here even closer, feeling your warmth as the comfort my soul needs. Your words, they are important too, but not when you speak nonsense. I will live up to it. I promise. I will never let you go. Never give you to anyone. Because now, you are my world even more than before. Words nary describe it. It's like comparing a heart and soul to just a heart. I'm putting my whole soul into you, so you better not betray me. I'm not strong enough to take that. My heart couldn't ever begin to. So please, don't let this go to waste. Every kiss is yours. Every single movement, every beat of my heart, take it all. I'll hold you forever. Doesn't matter if it's an order. You would do it, wouldn't you? You're incredible. More than I ever deserved. And yet, my greed knows no bounds, wanting more. Your nuzzling, your wavering words. Everything is more than I could ever ask for. A thousandfold, you break every expectation just to spoil me further. Oh, I love you. Is not something I know how to express in any other way but this. To just hold you. Sex can wait. Because as much as I crave that connection too, I need more. More of you. More of this moment. Give me that sweet smile, won't you? Sing me your lullabies. Give me what makes me feel home. You saved me with that. My passion for you cannot die. Either. I'm placing a ward on every kiss. A magic spell that will bring you back to me. No matter what the mission has, never take a risk. That's an order. Never go where I can't follow. Please. That's all I could ever ask of you. And to keep sharing that insufferable side with me. That messy side that drives me wild. That insanity that you call your hobby. All of it. Share it with me. Never stop. Please. Please. Your everything is what I crave. I'm afraid without you, there'd be nothing left of me. Just a hollow man in a world he doesn't want to live in. Don't make me have to be such a villain.
It won't be anything but, I promise. Just stay with me.